राधा। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवन चारि यमुना तीरवन चारि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे राधा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna, so I'd like to welcome all of you for this morning Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are going to see or discuss from Canto 5, Chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. So these verses are in the prose form, so I'll just recite the verse, I'll rather say the verse, because it can't be pronounced or can be sing nicely. अतयाम एव वरोहि अर्हत्तम यर्हि बर्हिषि राजर्षैर्वरदर्षभो भवान् निज पुरुक्षेण विषया आसित। सो दिस अ वर्स प्रोज इन द प्रोज फॉर्म, सो वी ट्राई टू सी द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। अथ देन अयम दिस एव सटनली वरह बेनेडिक्शन He, indeed, Arhattama, O most worshipable of the worshipable, Yarhi, because, Barhishi, in the sacrifice, Raja Rishihe, O King Nabhi, Varadarshabha, the best of the benefactors, Bhavan, your leader, your lordship, Nijapurusha, of your devotees, ikshana vishayah, the object of the sight, asit, has become. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Nabhi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Purport, Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Krishna says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone in that sense. He has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own work. And the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired results. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, Supreme Lord is very anxious to present Himself before His devotees. Shri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not advent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabhi was just to please the king and his assistant. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानोऽस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरे कृष्ण सो ऐ वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास सो सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम द ऑल द सिमल वैष्णवास आई ट्राई टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस टू डिफिकल्ट वर्सेस द फॉर्म ऑफ प्रोज वर्सेस फॉर माई प्यूरिफिकेशन फॉर प्लेजर ऑफ वैष्णवास सो I'll read the translation of 11th verse also and then I'll start discussing. So in the 11th verse, the sages are saying, Dear Lord, all the great sages who are thoughtful and saintly persons incessantly recount your spiritual qualities. These sages have already burnt up all the unlimited dirty things and by the fire of knowledge strengthen their detachment from the material world. Thus, they have attained your qualities and are self-satisfied. Yet, even for those who feel spiritual bliss in chanting your attributes, your personal presence is very, very rare. So, here, Srila Prabhupada is making important comment in the purport of the 10th verse, is that Lord is already there sitting in the heart as a Paramatma. And what is the nature of Paramatma? Bhagavad-gita mentions, Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. Paramatma pi chapyukto dehesmin purushapara. His job is to just observe, Upadrishta, Anumanta, permit. Bharta, he's an enjoyer. He's a maintainer. Bharta, Bhokta, he's an enjoyer. Maheshwara, he's a controller of everyone. He's called as Paramatma. So many times we hear in the bhakti literatures that when we chant holy name, Krishna enters through our ear and sits into the heart. But one may say, Krishna is already there in the heart. Krishna is saying, I am already heart. Sarvasa cha murti sandhi vishnu, matas prati jnana apavanam cha. What is the question of Krishna coming from external thing to inside the heart? So Acharya explains this that inside the heart there is no Krishna currently. There is a Paramatma who is not a reciprocative. But when we chant the holy name, actually, Paramatma's place is replaced by Krishna. So when we say that your antapravisham, one who enters through ears, actually Krishna enters through ears. And Paramatma is replaced by Krishna. Shyamasundara Krishna is now sitting in the heart of a devotee. And Shyamasundara Krishna is not this Upadrishta Anumanta. He's a reciprocative person. He interferes in the life of a devotee. He dictates the devotee how to go to proper direction. So, the famous verse comes in the second canto. Pravishtha karna randhrena svana bahava saroruham dhunoti shamalam krishna salyasya thasharat. So, in that purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti says that Pravishtha means he actually enters. And he now cleans your heart and sits there. Now he's not just neutral party sitting there, Upadrishta Anumanta. For non-devotee, he's a neutral party. He doesn't interfere in their free will. But here, Shyamasundara Krishna does interfere in the free will of a devotee. That Krishna sees that devotee is going in the wrong direction. He dictates from within. You're going in the wrong direction. Come to proper path. So this is the first point Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. But again, Prabhupada says that here Nabhi, for King Nabhi, the Lord appears through sacrificial fire. So why he appeared? So again, Prabhupada quotes the verse. परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय दुष्कृतम धर्म संस्थापना संभवामि योगी। बट डस साधुज रिक्वायर परित्राण? डस डिवोटीज और सेजेस रिक्वायर्ड लिबरेशन? नो, दे आर ऑलरेडी लिबरेटेड। वन एंगेज इन सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड इज ऑलरेडी लिबरेटेड। रूप गोस्वामी सेज यहा यस्य हरे दासे कर्मणा मनसा गिरा निखिलाश्व व्यवस्थासु जीवन मुक्ता से उच्यते। वन थरो एंगेज इन सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड 24 आवर्स अ डे इज ऑलरेडी लिबरेटेड। इवन द बॉडी इज एक्सटर्नल बॉडी मे बी देयर। सो व्हाई दे रिक्वायर लिबरेशन? दे डोंट रिक्वायर लिबरेशन। द फेमस स्टोरी ऑफ सिकंदर ऑल्सो वी नो दैट अलेक्जेंडर when he happened to came to India, his guru in the Greek told him, when you happen to go to India, try to meet some sadhus, because India is a land of sadhus. So it's okay. So of course, then history is a controversial. Some people say that he never went to India. Some people say that he went to India. Let's keep that aside. And the story is that he captured some part of land of India, and he told his assistant that my guru told me that you meet some sadhus. India is a land of sadhus. So he sent one of the assistants, go to some forest and try to bring one sadhu. I want to meet some sadhu. So assistant went to inside a forest. He saw one sadhu meditating on Lord. He approached him. The king Alexander is calling you. Come to his planet, come to his palace. He said, why should I come? I can't come. Let him come here if you want to meet me. Hey, how can you say like this? Don't you know who he is? He said, I very well know who he is. But I will not come there. Hey, you may get capital punishment. Doesn't matter to me at all. I won't come there. So that assistant went back to Alexander and informed him what incident happened. So Alexander became very angry. Don't he know? Was not aware that who I am? Now let me go and punish him. And Alexander went with the assistant to that particular sadhu and put his sword in front of his neck. And told him, be ready for the capital punishment. Because you offended me. I am a king of entire planet now. I'm Alexander the Great King. You don't bother to come to me, to meet me? I said, absolutely not. I don't bother. Don't you know who I am? I know who you are. Tell me who I am. You are the servant of my servant. And this statement was really creating havoc in the heart of Alexander. Now this is too much for him. So now he's gone. How can you say like this? Alexander asked. He said, simple. All the six anarthas, kama, krodha, lobha, mada, matsara, anger, lust, pride, envy, illusion, are my servants. Because I have full control on them. But you are the servant of the anger. That's why you are servant of my servant. So sadhus are totally fearless. They are liberated. They don't require paritran. Vinasha is duskritam. Prabhupada says, by their karma, law of karma is sufficient to destroy the duskritam. Lord don't have to personally come to destroy them. The famous example of Titanic is there. When you invented Titanic, what was the intention? I will build a ship in such a way that even God cannot sink it. So Gaurav Prabhupada says, God don't have to come to do such a petty things, to sink down the ship. Iceberg is sufficient. The law of karma is sufficient. If somebody is pride, somebody is doing wrong activity, law karma is sufficient to punish him. Dharma samstha panarthaya. Devotees are also capable to establish dharma. Why Lord had to personally come to establish dharma? So why Lord appears? So Prabhupada answers only one thing. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti answers in the purport of that particular verse. He says that actually, I appear to give pleasure to my devotees actually. I don't come to liberate the sadhus. They are all liberated. But devotees are hankering for my darshan. And to fulfill that desire, I appear in front of them. So that's why paritrana sadhu means to give pleasure to a devotee. What is vinashaya duskritam? There are some demons who can't be killed by law of karma also. Like Kamsa. He performed such an austerity, he got such a benediction that even Mayadevi or karma, law of karma modes can't kill him. Ravana, he got such a great benediction. Hiranyakashipu. So to kill them, Lord has to personally come. So this is Vinashayata Duskritam. And thirdly, Dharma Samsthapanarthaya. What is Dharma here? Dharma is establishing pure devotional service. That is Dharma. And to establish pure devotional service, I have to perform some pastimes. When I perform pastimes, then devotee get attracted towards that pastimes. And by hearing those pastimes,
By engaging those in hearing those pastimes, they get engaged in devotional service. And to establish this dharma, I appear. Sambhavami yuge yuge. So yuge yuge has two meanings. One meaning is every yuga. Another meaning is Sanskrit yuge yuge means two yugas. So Vishwanath Chakra Thakur gives the comment on this. What is meaning of two yugas? Means Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. So especially here, Chakravarti Pada says, dharma samsthapanartha means establishment of spontaneous devotion service. And which is established only by Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how yuga yuga means only Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how Acharyas give the comment on this verse. So Shukadeva Goswami also supports this statement. He says that why Krishna appears? Anugrahaya bhaktanam manushim tadumashritam bhajate tadrisha krida yashutva tat parobhavit. Only to give mercy to devotees so that by performing such a wonderful pastimes, such like Raslila, and by such a pastimes, the devotees can get attracted to those pastimes. Yashutva tat parobhavit. By hearing those pastimes, they can get liberated or they can achieve that supreme position of Krishna prema. Also, story from Ramayana. Recently, we heard a lot of Ramkathas from Maharaj and also from many other devotees. We did a lot of Ramkathas also in villages and towns. So, that famous story of Ramayana, we all of know the story of squirrel. So, the great bridge construction was going on. And one small squirrel was there. She was just moving her body and tried to put some sand within two stones, big stones, so that these stones will not move. They will remain fixed. And Hanumanji saw this. Hanumanji told her, get away from my path, because if by mistake my foot comes on your body, you get chutney. You get dying. So please go out. She says, no, I'm also doing service. Let me engage. She says, no, what use of this service? I'm bringing big boulders and stones and mountains here. What false service are you doing it? It's useless. Go away. Enjoy your life. And Lord Ram happened to heard this statement. He called Hanumanji, come here. What are you doing? I am building a bridge. For what? For you to go to Lanka. Or do you think for me to go to Lanka, I require a bridge? I am a supreme person. Do I really require a bridge to go to Lanka? No. Then why are you building a bridge? To kill Ravana? Oh, to kill Ravana? Do I supposed to personally go and kill him? No. I am there in his heart. If I just remove one wire, sufficient. Ravana is dead. Now tell me, why are you building bridge? And Hanumanji got humbled. I don't know, my lord. Please, you tell me, why we are building bridge? Through the building of bridge, I am engaging with my service. So, this squirrel also doing service. And for that service, she is also doing glorious activity. So, don't disturb her. Let her do her own service. So purpose of Lord to engage in pastime is to engage us in the service by hearing those pastimes, hearing us on service. Nine ways we can serve the Lord. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Swaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Padasanam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So Shravanam is also service. So Lord is allowing us to hear about Him. Also Lord tells to Brahmaji in third canto, what is my real benediction actually? So He says in 3.9.38, Yachakarthanga mat srotam mat kathabhyo dayantikam yadva tapasite nishtha sa esha mat anugraha. What is my anugraha, real anugraha? We think that if we get something, that's real anugraha of Lord. Or if my anarthas are removed, this is great, of course, it's anugraha of Lord. If anarthas are removed, without blessing of Lord, without mercy of Lord, anarthas can't be removed. But without that, If we still have anarthas, does that mean Lord don't have anugraha on us? No, Lord clearly refuted this statement. He said, actually, O Brahma, the prayers you have chanted, praising the glories of my transcendental activities, yet chakartha mastrotam, the penances you undertake to understand me, yadva tapasite nishtha, and your firm faith in me, all is to be considered by causeless mercy. If you have faith on Lord, it's a causeless mercy of Lord. We are not aware of it. If you are able to chant daily 16 rounds, tapasya we are doing. Yesterday we performed Ekadashi, tapasya. Of course, in ISKCON, Ekadashi is not tapasya much. We have opulences in ISKCON. When I was working in BARC, and I was staying in the base, So our base cook used to make paneer sabji and Ekadashi puri and paneer sabji for the Ekadashi and nice tomato gravy was there in that Ekadashi. And I said tiffin to my office and we used to sit, all of friends used to sit together. And they used to offer me some vegetarian non-Anangalic food. My friends used to offer me. So I said, no, today I have Ekadashi. I can't eat all those foods. And they used to see my tiffin. Really? Is it Ekadashi? You're bringing puris? You're eating paneer sabji? Well, this is ISKCON. What can be done? That's why Ekadashi is celebrating ISKCON. So whatever tapasya we perform, just like Nirjal Ekadashi, Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, it will come in June. You could chant, you could have faith on Lord. That is my anugraha. So we have tremendous mercy bestowed by the Lord on us. That's why we could able to perform all these activities. So this is a real benediction Lord bestowed upon us. And to bestow this benediction, actually, Lord has appeared to Nabi's sacrificial area because Nabi was a pure devotee. Just to bestow this benediction on him. That's what here Acharyas are saying through these verses. Now, here in this verse number 10, sages are saying that because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. So sages are saying, we could able to see you. And for us, that is the greatest benediction. So we'll try to discuss a little bit on this theme, seeing the Lord. What are the three levels of seeing the Lord? So first level of seeing the Lord is seeing by charma chakshu, trying to see the Lord by this mundane eyes made up of chemicals, try to see the Lord through that. So this vision is very lower vision, you can say. And it is mainly exhibited by the Kanishtha Adhikari, not exactly Kanishtha Adhikari, but it is a Kanishtha mentality, we can say. So what is a Kanishtha Adhikari mentioned in Bhagavatam? Archayam eva hare, pujayam yo shraddha deyate, natad bhakteshu channeshu, sa bhakta prakruto smrta. Kanishtha Adhikari is defined such as that a devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of deity in the temple, archayam eva hare, but natad bhakteshu channeshu, but does not behave properly towards the devotees or people in general are called prakruta bhakta or materialistic devotees and is considered to be a lowest position. So actually, these are devotees are not on the level of Shraddha actually. But still, they are called as Kanishtha Adhikari because they are not Mayavadis. At least, they don't have Mayavadi understanding of Lord that everything is one. Panchopasta, all we do is same worship, everything. That understanding they don't have. They are above that understanding. Or rather, they are unaware of that understanding, you can say. So they are called as Kanishtha Adhikari, Prakruta Bhaktas. So Prakruta Bhakta, what they try to do? They see the deity. They try to see the Lord in the deity, but they see the deity as a matter only. Their understanding is that this deity is made up of stone only. Lord is made up of stone. Lord is made up of metal only. That is what their understanding is there. That's a Kanishtha understanding. So sometimes it happens for us also. That's Kanishtha mentality sometimes creeps in our heart also sometimes. That we are taking darshan and suppose somebody pushes us by mistake. Sometimes we get disturbed. But I am a seeing Lord. How can you disturb me like this? Sometimes somebody comes in between us while taking darshan. We get disturbed. How can you come in between me? I was seeing the Lord. So that person was devotee actually. We are seeing the Lord, but we can't see that they are devotees also. And they are coming in between us. So this is a Kanishtha mentality. We may not be Kanishtha Adhikari, we may be Madhyama Adhikari, but still some amount of Kanishtha mentality is remained in us. Many people try to visit the Tirupati Balaji temple. But actually, do they try to get real benediction of Lord, which you mentioned just a few minutes ago? To develop Shraddha, to love Him, to actually chant Him. Very few. Lakhs of people visit. But their understanding of seeing Lord is to get benediction, material benediction. They try to see the Lord as a source of giving some material benediction. This is another type of Kanishtha mentality, trying to see the Lord through only Charma Chakshu. Because we are not seeing the real presence of Lord, what He can bestow us, what that darshan of deity can give us, that we can't see. We're just putting money in the hundi and give me double. That's why many people go and try to see the Tirupati Balaji temple. So that's trying to see the Lord through Kanishtha mentality or Charma Chakshu. In the Shastra, Example is comes of Daksha. Of course, Daksha was not Kanishtha Adhikari. I can't say that Daksha was Kanishtha Adhikari. Daksha was maybe a Madhyavartam Adhikari. But he has a Kanishtha mentality. That he was a devotee of Lord. But when he came, everyone got up to offer respect to him. One person didn't get up. That is Lord Shiva. Why could not even get up? Because he was completely focused on the meditating Supreme Person who got it, Vishnu. The same Lord whom Daksha worships. But Daksha couldn't even see that. And Daksha, what he thought? That he was disrespecting me. First of all, he could not able to see that Shiva is a supreme Vaishnava. Vaishnavanatha Shambhu. He couldn't able to see that. He just see Shiva as a material person. Just mundane person. He is my son-in-law. I offer him daughter to him. It's my greatness that I offered my daughter to such a lowly person. That was Daksha's mentality. And he's offending his father-in-law. How can I tolerate this? And what he says? Actually, I am not envious. That's what he starts, Daksha, in fourth canto. I am not envious. But look at the mentality of Lord Shiva. And that's how he starts blaspheming Lord Shiva. So this is the Kanishtha mentality. He's worshipping Lord, but could not able to recognize the presence of devotee. That he's a devotee. He must be in meditation with the Lord. That he could not able to recognize. Another example is from Mahabharata. Two examples we can see. One is of Duryodhana and is of Dhritarashtra. So Duryodhana is seeing Krishna. But not a single time he able to recognize what is the position of Krishna. He could understand the knowledge about Krishna. The two incidents we have. First incident is when he approached Krishna for taking help. And Krishna gave two options. Either you can choose my army or choose me. Now, luckily Krishna gave first preference to Arjuna to ask. But when Krishna gave preference to Arjuna, Duryodhana was thinking inside the mind. Bapre. If by mistakes Arjuna asked for army, I'm doomed now. Because anyway, Krishna is not going to fight. He's not going to lift the weapon. So what will happen to me? Because he was unaware of Krishna's position, Krishna's greatness, what Krishna can bestow to you. And on the other hand, Arjuna, what he asked for Krishna himself. Because he is aware of that. Wherever Krishna is there, victory is there. Krishna need not have to fight only. He is just present there. That's not sufficient for us. But Arjuna calculated Krishna materially. He is a person. He can lift the bow. He can lift weapon. If he can't lift, he is useless for me. This is a Kanishtha mentality. Again, when he saw Krishna's Vishwarup, partial Vishwarup, in the Shanti Sabha, what Duryodhana thought? He is just magician. And I also know the magic. I also know the Maya. I also have mystic powers. And Duryodhana does have mystic powers. He could able to stay inside a lake for many hours. So that mystic power Duryodhana also has. So we also have mystic powers. So we can easily defeat Krishna. Anyway, he is not going to lift weapon in the war. So we can easily defeat Pandavas. That's a stride to seeing the Lord with Charma Chakshu, Kanishtha mentality. Dhritarashtra, another best example. All of you must have heard this incident that actually, as per Mahabharata, Gita was spoken on the 10th day of war. So Sanjaya, initially for 10 days, he was in the war field. He observed actually war. And after 10 days, he came back. And that time, Dhritarashtra asked a question. Ki mama ka pandava shakim kurta Sanjaya. And that time, on that day actually, he spoke entire Gita and all the incidents happened in the first 10 days. So, when all these incidents, Sanjay spoke to Dhritarashtra and told that Bhishma has fallen down now. Bhishma has fallen down and there is no hope for your children to win the war. And that time Dhritarashtra, despite he also, Krishna gave some vision for him during Shanti Sabha to see the partial Vishwarupa of the Lord. And despite hearing Bhagavad Gita, despite hearing the personality that Bhishma has fallen down, what Dhritarashtra says in Mahabharata? Don't worry, Karna is there. Now Bhishma has fallen down, Karna has come into picture. And Karna will kill Krishna, don't worry. We'll win the war. That is Dhritarashtra mentality. That is Kanishtha mentality, Charma Chakshu. They're seeing Krishna with Charma Chakshu. Last example I'll give in this Charma Chakshu category is Uttanga Rishi. So Uttanga Rishi is a great sage who happened to meet Krishna when Krishna was going to Shanti Sabha. And He told Krishna. Krishna told him, I'm going to Shanti Sabha to just try to stop the war and try to make a cooperation between Kauravas and Pandavas. Try to make a summit between Kauravas and Pandavas. And Uttangarishi was very happy. Wow, you're going to that purpose. I'm very happy. But after that, it could not be able to happen. Then war happened. Afterward, when Krishna was returning to Dwarka, on that pathway, again, he happened to meet Uttangarishi. And Uttangarishi, when he saw Krishna, he was very happy. And what he told Krishna, wow, Krishna, thank you, you could have been to summit between Kauravas and Pandavas. The ghastly war has stopped. So many killing hasn't happened. Thank you very much. And Krishna said, wait. You are not aware that war actually happened. And 166 crore people has been died in the war. And moment Uttangarishi heard this statement, he became angry. And he told Krishna, you could have been able to stop the war, but did not do it. I'll curse you. Now, look at his vision of Krishna. He's seeing Krishna, but being a Rishi, he's cursing Krishna. Krishna says, wait, no curse works on me. Probably you are not aware of it. Curse doesn't work on me. In fact, all of you, your curses and your benediction works because I sanction them actually. I love devotees, I love rishis, I love sadhus. So when you say, aapka aisa ho jayega, aapka aisa ho jayega, jo shaap dete aap log, that works because I bestow that. Because I love sadhus. So that is going to happen to me. So this is the last example we can see of seeing the Lord through Charma Chakshur with Kanishta mentality. Now we'll go further here. Seeing the Lord through Jnana Chakshu. How to see the Lord through Jnana Chakshu? Who can see the Lord through Jnana Chakshu? So this word Jnana Chakshu comes in Gita. Utkramantam siddham vapi bunjanam va gunanmitam vimudha nanu paschanti paschanti Jnana Chakshusha. So this transmigration process cannot be seen by this Charma Chakshu. It has to be seen by the Jnana Chakshu. So Jnana Chakshu people, those who are Jnana Chakshu, they have knowledge about the Lord, about His majesty, about His potency, about His energies, all the knowledge they have. So in three ways they try to see the Lord. Person with the Jnana Chakshu, when approaches a deity, they are aware that this is not just a metal or stone. Lord is personally present there. Lord is present there, is accepting my prayers. He's accepting my offerings, all the faith, that faith the personality has. But still, this person can't see the Satchidananda form of Lord yet. With the knowledge, he's trying to conceive, yeah, this form is Satchidananda. And that's what case of maximum all of us. We try to see the deity when we go in front of deity, that yeah, he's a Lord present here. He's accepting our prayer, accepting my offerings, accepting our service. But still, just imagine, if you are seeing the darshan, we are taking the darshan of Lord, and some of our friends comes and says to us, if Krishna comes in front of us, wow, what a great thing will happen. Kya maza aayega na, Bhagwan samne aayenge to. To hum kya bolenge? Yeah, it will be a great thing if you could be able to see Krishna face to face. But actually we are seeing Krishna face to face. But we don't add prema chakshu. We are just jnana chakshu. That's why Satchidananda form, we are yet unable to see. So this is seeing a jnana chakshu. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu mentioned this incident happened in Chopati. It was probably 1996. I remember this. I was a small child. I was in 4th standard. In Maharashtra, famous thing happened. All of you knows. That one rumor failed. Ganpati Dudh Pito. One rumor was failed. Lord Ganesha drinks the milk. Probably all of you are aware of this. It was so famous, everybody was going to Ganesha temple and offering milk to Ganesha. That Ganesha actually drinks the milk. And this thing happened in our Chavai temple also. And at entrance of our temple, there is a Ganesh Murti. So some devotee felt, let's try it here also. And all of them push Radha Gopinath Prabhu. You just go. So Prabhuji went and put the milk in front of Ganesh. And by Lord's arrangement, Maharaj happened to be there. And Maharaj saw this incident. And they said, what are you doing? Nahi, Lord Ganesha drinks the milk, so we are just testing. And then Maharaj said, 7 times in a day you are offering food to Radha Gopinath ji. Do you think don't eat that food? Does Lord has to eat personally to accept the offering? So Maharaj has complete faith that Lord is accepting our offering. This is Jnana Chakshu. Then the person with the Gyanachakshu, what is his vision? He trying to see everything as a instrument for service of Lord. When he sees everything, he sees the Lord. Means what? How can that object be used in the service of Lord? How it is the energy of Lord? In that way, he sees everything. So we all know the famous example of Prabhupada. That Prabhupada once had some farm field and told disciple, can't you see? And disciple thought, no, I can't see anything, Prabhupada. Can't you see? Prabhupada again shouted, no, Prabhupada. Prabhupada third time say, can't you see? Now disciple was confirmed. Prabhupada probably seeing Krishna face to face. No, Prabhupada, I can't see anything. Baba, can't you see the tap is running there? It's like Krishna's energy is getting wasted. Stop that. So through that running water, Prabhupada was seeing Krishna into that running water. Then this incident came in Prabhupada Lilamburut. Once Srila Prabhupada was called by one of his friends to see one dance performance in America, in New York. And disciple thought Prabhupada won't accept his invitation. But Prabhupada accepted his invitation. And Prabhupada went. So disciple got bewildered. How can Prabhupada went to see the dance performance, which is mundane dance performance, Kathak and all those things. So Prabhupada went. Prabhupada said, actually, I went to see the theater. How the theater is. So that, is it possibility for us to conduct an activity there? Some program there? So Prabhupada's vision is that, oh, theater is there. Can we use it in the service of Lord? So that's why he was seeing the Lord through this Gyanachakshu. Maharaj told one of his pastime in America that once Maharaj driving Mahaprabhu in America. Mahaprabhu happened to be in America. And he was driving. And one of the friends of Mahaprabhu gave two Disneyland passes to Mahaprabhu. And Maharaj was driving. And on that road, they saw Disneyland. So Mahaprabhu got desired to see the Disneyland. So he requested Maharaj. Maharaj was driving himself personally. And Mahaprabhu was sitting next to him. Maharaj, I have two passes. Let's go and see Disneyland. And Maharaj was not at all interested in seeing Disneyland. He said, no, what's the use of this? No, Maharaj. Ajay Mahaprabhu had desired to see it. Now how to say the Maharaj? No, Maharaj, if you go, then probably we can use this concept in the service of Krishna. Maharaj, how can we use it in the service of Krishna? It's a Disneyland. It's a materialistic place for mundane people to enjoy. We can't do this here. Then he said, okay, no problem. But Maharaj saw his face. That is morose, depressed. So just to satisfy the devotee, disciple, Maharaj said, okay, let's go. Let's see. And they went under a statue of Abraham Lincoln with flashlight and speaking and all those things. And Maharaj saw all those things. And after a few years, he came to India and he went to Haryana. And one local politician from Haryana called him. And he happened to heard his class and all those things. And he was very impressed. And he said, I am ready to offer you a land at the place of Kurukshetra, where Krishna actually spoke Gita. But tell me what you are going to do. If I am going to do something tangible there, something attractive there, then I am ready to offer you this place. And immediately Maharaj remember the Disneyland. How Abraham Lincoln was speaking, animation show, and people are getting mesmerized by that. So that, okay, we'll make us Dairava Krishna, like Abraham Lincoln in the Disneyland, which will speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. It was like a great animation effect. And the person was get so impressed that, okay, I'll offer you land. Immediately told, I'll offer you a land. So Maharaj is going to see the Krishna's presence in that Disneyland also. How could I be able to use the Disneyland concept in the service of Krishna? So there is seeing through a Gyanachakshu. And third level of seeing through a Gyanachakshu means seeing the Lord in one's own misery. That is seeing by Gyanachakshu. So we know a famous example of Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he got curse, he has the potency to counter curse that. He was a great devotee. Many sages were ready for him to counter curse that curse given by Shringi. But what was the understanding of Parikshit Maharaj? Lord came through the curse in my life. Tasaimyagasya paravareshu vyasakta chittasya gruhesha abhikshnasham నిర్వేదమూలో ద్విజశాపరూపో యత్ర ప్రసక్తం భయమాశుధత్తే. నిర్వేదమూలో ద్విజశాపరూపో, లార్డ్ కేమ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ షాప్ ఆఫ్ ద్విజ, కర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద్విజ బ్రాహ్మణ, సో దాట్ ఐ క్యాన్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అటాచ్మెంట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫర్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఫర్ దిస్ లైఫ్, అండ్ ఐ కెన్ కంప్లీట్లీ రినౌన్స్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్. సో హీ సా ద ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ కర్స్ ఆల్సో. అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి మహారాణి. సో ఫేమస్ వర్స్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఎయిత్ చాప్టర్. విషన్మహాగ్నే పురుషాద దర్శనాత్ అసత్ సభాయా వనవాస కృష్ణత మృదే మృదే నేక మహారథాస్త్రతో ద్రౌణ్యశ్చాష్మా హరేర్భిరక్షిత. సో ఆల్ దిస్ ఇన్సిడెన్సెస్ కుంతి మహారాణి వాజ్ సీయింగ్ ద ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ అండ్ నన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్సిడెన్సెస్ లార్డ్ వాజ్ పర్సన్లీ ప్రెజెంట్. ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ విషన్ పాయిజన్, వన్ భీమా గట్ పాయిజన్, కృష్ణ వాజ్ నాట్ డేర్ పర్సనలీ and he was protected by the will of Lord. So Kunti Maharani saw, actually he got protected because of you. Mahagne during the Varnavata forest, was Krishna personally present there? No, Mahabharata Krishna appeared to Pandavas during Draupadi Swayamvara. Before that he never met Pandavas Krishna, but still within that Mahagne and whole this plan got executed because of Vidura's mercy. But still Kunti Maharani was seeing presence of Krishna there. In Mahagni also, you protected us. Purushadada, man-eaters, like Hidimba. So in the forest, Hidimba Rakshas tried to kill all Pandavas, tried to eat all Pandavas. And Bhima killed him. So Bhima with his power killed Hidimba. But still, what Kunti Maharaj see? Krishna was personally present there. Asat Sabhayam, vicious assembly. In Mahabharata serial, we saw that in hand comes and sadi comes, so that actually doesn't happen like that. Sadi got is increasing. That's Mahabharata says. So Krishna was not personally present. Krishna present in the form of Vastra only. But Kunti Maharaj could recognize that. Oh, Krishna was personally present there. Vanavasa, in exile to forest. Of course, here Krishna was personally came to many times rescue Draupadi, especially during the Sages came. Durvasa Rishi and Sages came. So Krishna personally came and protected Draupadi. Mrude Mrude, in war. Again and again the war field, battlefield. So battlefield, Krishna many times protected Arjuna. But many times, Krishna indirectly protected Arjuna. So when war got over, Krishna told Arjuna, you get down first. And then I'll get down. And when Krishna get down, that chariot got busted out. So Arjuna says, how this happened? So he said, Karna has thrown many weapons on here that the chariot could have got destroyed any time. But because I was present there, it was surviving. Now, moment I get down, chariot got burst out. Then Bhima asked the question to Krishna that many times Arjuna was engaged in war and Karna was there besides Arjuna. Why didn't Karna kill Arjuna? And that time Krishna told, actually through within the heart of Karna, I bewildered Karna. And Karna was so bewildered that he wasn't aware that Arjuna is next to me. I can easily kill him. And Arjuna, Karna got engaged in another activities. So that's how Krishna protected Arjuna. Draunyastra, this incident also Krishna personally protected. So out of these incidences, had it two or three incidences, Krishna was personally present. But in every incident, Kunti Maharani could be able to see the presence of Krishna. This is Jnana Chakshu. And lastly, an example of Prabhupada. So all of us know that when Prabhupada's business got vulgarized, all of his servants stole all his money. What Prabhupada told? What Prabhupada remembered? Yes, Yasya anugrahannami harishyeta dhaneshana. He's a presence of Krishna there. It's Krishna's anugraha on me. Because of his anugraha, my money got stolen. It's a great mercy of Krishna upon me. When Prabhupada went to America, Sumati Morarji wrote letter to Prabhupada. I'll just read that letter, very beautiful letter. She says that, I'm in due receipt of your letter dated on 24th and glad to know that you have safely reached the USA after suffering from sickness. I thank you for your greetings and blessings. I know by now you must have recovered fully from the sickness and must be keeping good health. I was delighted to read that you have started your activities in the States and have already delivered some lectures. I pray to Lord Balakrishna to give you enough strength to enable you to carry the message of Shri Bhagwan. I feel that you should stay there until you fully recovered from your illness and return only after you have completed your mission. In all this letter, Prabhupada remembered two lines. Return only after you have completed your mission. And what Prabhupada thought? The Balakrishna has inspired Srimati Maharaji to write this statement. And before that, actually Prabhupada was thinking, nothing is happening, I can return now. My time is getting over here. The ship is ready, I can return now. The moment the letter comes, Prabhupada thought, no, Balakrishna is speaking to Srimati Maharaji that I must stay here now. I'll stay here and continue. And he wrote back to Srimati Maharaji that yes, probably Balakrishna is speaking through a mouth. And now I will not return unless I finish my mission here. So this is a seeing the Lord through a Jnana Chakshu. And now, quickly, within 2-3 minutes, I'll try to finish. Seeing the Lord, third level is through Prema Chakshu. Prema Anjan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hrudayesh Vilokayanti. Such a devotee is trying to see the Lord face to face, everywhere. Or they see the Lord face to face, everywhere. So when Sarva Bhattacharya, Ramananda Raya was discussing with Mahaprabhu, and when discussion got over, Ramananda Raya could see the Krishna's form and Radharani's form in front of him through the Mahaprabhu's form. So Ramananda Raya told Mahaprabhu that at first I saw you appear like a sannyasi, but now I am seeing as a Shama Sundara, the cowherd boy. Tomara sammukhe dekhi kanchana panchalika tandra gaure kantya tumara sarvanga dekha. I now see you appearing like a golden doll. And your entire body appears covered by the golden luster. And now, I see that. Tahate prakrata dekhu savamshivadana. Nana bhave chanchal take kamala nayana. I see that you are holding a flute on your mouth. And your lotus eyes are moving very restlessly due to various ecstasies. Why is this happening to me? Please explain this. And then Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe Krishna tumara gadha prema haya. Premere sabhav ye janika nishchaya. Lord Chaitanya said, you have deep love for Krishna. And one who has such a deep ecstatic love for Lord, naturally seeing things such a way. Please take this from me to be a certain. Mahabhagavata dekhe sthavar jangama. Taha taha haya tandra Shri Krishna spurana. So, wherever a devotee advances on spiritual platform, what he sees? Everything movable and inert as the Supreme Lord. Taha taha hayash tara Sri Krishna spurana. For him, everything he sees, and there is but a manifestation of Lord Krishna only. Sthavara jangama dekhi na dekhi tara murti sarvatra haya nija ishta deva spurti. The Mahabhagavata or advanced devotee certainly sees everything mobile or immobile, but does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, he immediately sees manifest the form of Supreme Lord. So they don't see with the Jnana Chakshu. Whatever object they see, within that, they see the form of Supreme Lord. And we are 2-3 examples in this category also. Famous examples of Mukunda Sarkar. So Mukunda Sarkar was serving one Yavana king, Muslim king. What service was he doing? He was offering a chamara. And while offering chamara, he saw the eyes of that chamara, of the peacock feather. And he saw that beautiful eyes of the peacock feather, and he saw Krishna in the peacock feather actually. And he got fainted. And when he got fainted, and we came to consciousness, the Muslim king asked, what happened to you? He said, actually I have some disease called epilepsy. And because of the disease, I fainted actually. But king could able to recognize that, no, it's not because of epilepsy actually. He must be a great devotee. And he must be seeing the Supreme Lord. So that is seeing through a Prema Chakshu. We have a famous example of Prabhupada. That Prabhupada went to Sydney. And his flight was happened to be early morning flight. So just to receive Prabhupada properly, to welcome Prabhupada properly, what devotees did? They did wake up seva little early. Instead of getting at 4 o'clock, probably 3:30, they wake up the Lord. And then Prabhupada came to temple. He offered obeisances to Lord, and when he saw the Lord, he immediately asked the question, at what time did you wake up today for the Lord? Disciples got bewildered. How can Prabhupada know? And they say, Prabhupada, we did today half an hour early. Ah, that's why I can see Krishna's eyes are red. So Prabhupada could see by seeing a deity that Krishna's sleep is less today. His eyes are red. That is seeing through Prema Chakshu. A famous incident also happened with Prabhupada that Prabhupada was giving class and he said the word Krishna and he saw the deity and suddenly he got stunned. And 15 minutes he was just in ecstasy. And then disciples got bewildered and they started doing kirtan. After doing kirtan, Prabhupada came to consciousness. And then again, immediately, Prabhupada back to consciousness. We are not the body, we are the soul. Prabhupada again, normal class. He started giving. And nobody could listen to that class because everybody was listening, remembering those incident happened with Prabhupada. And then they approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what happened to you? What was you seeing when you was in that motion, in that emotions? And Prabhupada told them, if I tell you everything, you will faint. So, just be on you, whatever you are. Okay, you can't understand those things right now at your level. And also we know the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that when you used to see the Chatak Parvat, you used to remember Govardhan and used to go into ecstasy. When you used to see the ocean in Puri, you used to see as the river Yamuna and used to jump inside it. So all these are the example of seeing a Prema Chakshu. So currently, we are seeing a lot, at least we are expected to see by the Gyan Chakshu and slowly, slowly practicing, by practicing our devotional service, we are expected to progress to a Prema Chakshu. That is the greatest benediction of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question, correction, comments? Most welcome. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you.